This episode of Apple at Work is sponsored by Muzzle. Deploying, managing, and protecting Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult or require several solutions. Muzzle is the only Apple unified platform for business. By combining enhanced device management, endpoint security, internet privacy and security, single sign-on, and enhanced app management into a single Apple-only platform, businesses can now easily and automatically deploy, manage, protect their Apple devices automatically with one solution at an affordable price. With a solution for every business size and the best support in the market, start a free 30-day trial and see firsthand why Muzzle is more than an Apple MDM. Muzzle is everything you need to work with Apple. To learn more, visit business.mozle.com. That's business.mozle.com. Thanks to Mozle for sponsoring Apple at Work this week. Welcome to Apple at Work, the podcast all about Apple and the enterprise. My name is Bradley Chambers, your host as always. This week, we have two of our friends from Mozle, Alcir and Eduardo, here to talk about agentic browsers. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Bradley, it's good to be here again.
Hey, Bradley. Thanks for the invite. Thank you.
So you all had an announcement a few weeks ago. I thought it was really, you know, I got the email on the, you know, customer comms, and it was talking about, you know, was it made it easier to deploy OpenAI's new agentic browser for the Mac. And I think this is this idea of non-AI browsers and AI browsers, I think it's like a temporary thing. Like, and I think in a couple of years, all browsers will have agentic workflows and agentic technology really baked into the heart of them. And I think it has massive ramifications for IT teams on the productivity side, but also on the security side. So just to start, Alcir, I'll start with this question for you. What made you all, you know, look at the new Atlas browser and think, we're ready to get this, we want to make this easy for our customers? You know, how did it come to y'all's purview of it's time to make this easy?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I believe it's really connect with the introduction of the AI for the past years. I'm assuming every company like us are trying to understand as much as they can how to use AI to make the product better, the experience of customers better. And we have been really active around that here. And for me, looking at implementing ourselves as everyone else was doing. So let's bring AI to make help center search or learning about their product easier. Of course, that was like the easy way to do it, but for me it was too basic, and I always look at that as something that probably the browser would end up doing at some time. So when we start to have news about AI browsers coming and prototypes and things like that, I became really, really interested and start to follow everything. Then we initially had Comet from Perplexity, and then with Atlas, for me, like that was really the realization of that vision. And first time I used that, and of course, trying to follow all the protocols here, I went to our secure team, I asked them approval to install it and to test in some controlling environments. But first time I opened Mozo and some of our other systems with no information, like, or special information created for the browser, and I start to interact with it, with our products, I was like, whoa, that is like totally next level. And it changes a lot the perspective of what we should be planning to do with AI versus what we should expect the browser to do. And maybe how can then help the browser to do it better. So we changed my perspective and we decide to really go deep on that and make it easier for customers to deploy, because we strongly believe, especially for IT folks, like the benefits are unbelievable. And I have a few examples to share with you here later.
Yeah, I really think we're the first time since kind of the dawn of e-commerce and the internet, like where there will be no companies 5 years from now that are not using AI heavily across their product line in such a way, like we won't even, like, just as you don't think of like a company, it's like, oh, this is an e-commerce company. All companies, even brick and mortar, have an online presence. That's just table stakes for your businesses today. And every website, every technology will have that baked in. Just a simple example, it's like I was working on something in Cloudflare with a web application firewall, and there was like some regex I needed to write, and they have some really cool tools that kind of help you do it. And again, I don't even think about, this is now AI functionality. It's just built into the product, just as like search is built into every product we have. So Eduardo, what's your take on how agentic browsers are going to impact how Apple IT teams operate? Do you think this is going to radically change how we troubleshoot? What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, of course. We are super excited now to really test these agentic browsers. And the first test that we did was very impactful for us. Now, of course, we know that it basically understand how they work. Some products will perform better than others, and we were very excited about how the Atlas works fine for Mozilla, not for the all the intuitive screens and labeling, all the things. But we believe that this will impact a lot the IP folks for the two perspectives. One, for the front-end support for their users. No? Of course, now their users can have a more stunted help desk, no? Because they can be in the software and immediately do a question to the browser that has a fantastic context of the solution, but also of the other data of the company. Well, of course, with the proper framework of security, because of course they are logged, and so they need to have all the cautions about security. But this will be fantastic to have instant help desk. We believe that the amount of work for these basic questions to the help desk and for the admins and this infrastructure reduce a lot as this is rolled out. And the backend as well. Now for more sophisticated troubleshooting and all these things. No, so I think Alcir, as our master in admin, for example, in the MDM in our company, can provide some examples, but the solution can really be very sophisticated in understand the challenge, searching the solution and other databases for diagnostics. No, so also this can be combined with other agents to be more proactive, or even in the browser to compare and to go to the external sources to compare with the logs and all the things. So I think this will be a dramatic transformation for the front end help desk, but also in all the back end and administrative work for Apple IT admins.
Alcir, there's obviously a lot of questions that an IT person has, you know, around the use of LLMs and how their employees use it. And I think that's been probably something that's on every, you know, CISO's mind since in the past 2 years. And you can't put that genie back in the bottle in terms of, you know, your employees are going to be using AI technology. So you have to find a way to find the tools that allow them to be productive and use these things in a way that matches your company security policies. With agentic browsers, what should a CISO be kind of thinking about here?
Yeah, I believe that's just another application of the technology, and like I believe people are talking a lot about the security and privacy concerns around AI, and I believe what the AI browsers bring to this is just even more attention to those problems. So, for example, when we decide to test anything here, the first thing we do is just go sit down with security and compliance team and really define the scope of what we want to do and how we can do that in a safe manner. We need to make sure we understand how the companies we are using are treating data, what data they are receiving, what are the security workflows they have, like how they are ensuring that their AI is not crossing the limits of the request or what should be done. The AI browsers bring a new layer to this because, of course, like the best usage comes from logged sessions on other solutions, and this is where I believe we see our customers using the most. But you need to remember that in practical terms, AI now has access to all the privileges that your user has access at that specific time. So you need to be really aware, like which company you're using and how that company is creating guardrails to ensure that injected code on websites will not change the prompt, that the AI has limits and instructions to come and confirm with users some of the actions. And to be honest, that was one of the most heavy tasks that I did here. Was really trying to put the browser to execute tasks for me on Mozo, and tasks that would create like a irreversible consequences, like removing a device or removing the device from the MDM. And I was trying to understand what it would do, and I was really surprised. And of course, I believe there's a lot of space for improvement here, but I was really surprised with how aware the browser was about the potential consequence of that. So was basically performing all actions until the last click, and then was like, hey, this can remove the device and I cannot undo these. So are you sure you wanted me to do this? And then I was waiting for me to add an extra prompt to say yes. So that, of course, creates a level of comfort that is important. It breaks slightly the automation because you need to come back and give a final yes. But I believe it creates a much better balance. And it's important to use companies that we'll always look at that balance as the ideal offer. My biggest fear here is same technology start to spread with companies with like less awareness of the impact, and then let this browser to be more free. But using the main providers, and that's basically what I believe we'll see for now. We have OpenAI, we have Perplexity. Like, I bet that really soon we'll see a Chrome with the same capabilities. And I believe those are great providers we trust for everything else. And I believe it's not a crazy bet to also give them some trust on this AI browser age.
Eduardo, from thinking through, like, you know, 24 months from now on the device management side, where, you know, obviously we're going to have agentic AI technology built baked into every device we have heavily. You're going to have agentic browsers, whether that be something that's built into Safari or something that's built into third-party browsers. On the device management side, what do you think would be healthy for customers to be able to control? Is it, hey, we, you know, our custom tenant, like, you'd be able to program? Like, what's a dream scenario for the device management vendor on solutions you could provide for your customers on dealing with AI, agentic workflows, and LLM technology?
Yeah, of course. So I think Alstu has very good examples to also provide, but let me put some thoughts here. I believe that we can be much more proactive in how to understanding what's happening and to proactive solve issues, you know, even before the customer perceive or the customer open a ticket. I believe that we are moving in this direction. Also put much more power in the hands of the users to understand the issues or understand what they need to do or to help them to solve their own problems in the device. So I believe that what we believe that we can empower, you know, the users to be much more productive and less dependent on the admin. So I think this could be the direction to be much more proactive. But I think this is a good moment, Alcir, that you can put some examples about some tasks that you are doing in several cases when how we can connect products, no, that does not have standard APIs, for example. That's but with this browser, agentic browser, we can connect the dots through the browser, no, and can put another layer of productivity. So
yeah, that's a great point. And I don't know if you thought about that, Bradley, but that's another layer here that the AI browser brings. Like, it integrates solutions that actually are not integrated. So, but it started with Mozo and it started with the IT admin. Like, one of the first things I did when I started using Atlas and testing Atlas, I just opened Mozo. I went to our scripting page. I got a the device and open the scripting page and then put my hands out of the keyboard and just ask the browser, hey, tell me like all the network connections that are active on this device right now and tell me what they are, if they're good or bad. And I just stopped and I was watching. And in a couple of minutes, by leveraging and the what could see on the UI that was basically our screen to send scripts to a device, it wrote the script, sent the script to the Mac, read the response, made a research for each IP that came on the response and gave me a report telling precisely who was behind that, what that was doing, and if it was any concern. And it took like a couple of minutes just to do something like that, just the research part of it, like searching for like tens of IPs would take hours, and that's just one example. So when you have a platform like that and you look at Mac management and you know that you used to manage Macs, there is no limit. If I can open a screen that has an interface to send a script to the device and make any question to the browser about that device, the impact of something like that on the day-to-day task of an IT administrator for Apple is unbelievable. So for me, that blew my mind. And of course, I have been using that in several other cases and real needs here after that. But I believe that's a good example to illustrate how that can be helpful for IT. That also, the browser also has a very deep understanding about MDM protocol and how that translates on each product, at least the main products, like that work great with Mozo based on the information you're providing there too. So any question like, hey, how I install an app, it will tell you how, and then you just tell the browser, okay, so can you do it for me? I want to install Chrome on those three devices. And just cross your arms and watch, and the thing will go there, create a profile, install Chrome, select the device, and just click save. It's amazing. And another great example, and that was also an important moment to me, was when we were using AccessMule. So AccessMule, as I believe we talked here before, it's a access management tool that we also provide as a independent company, but we use that to control our permissions here. So that was a day where we onboarded new employees, and that creates a lot of tasks for permissions, and some of them are performed within Mozo, putting them in specific device groups to give access to VPN and things like that. And I look at that screen with like all the Mozo tasks, and I look at the browser and say, hey, you know, on the other tab, Mozo is logged in. All those tasks are for Mozo. Can you please execute them for me? And the browser was reading task by task on AccessMule, changing tabs, going to Mozo, understanding what was the user group and who was the user, checking if the user was already there, if was not, was adding the user, validating the user was actually added, and saving it, cleaning the task, and going to the next one. And I was just watching the browser perform all the tasks that a week before I was doing by myself manually. And that was like unbelievable. And understand, and that helped me to understand that now integration between products, it's not necessarily connected with the decision of those products to integrate. Now the browser is becoming this integration layer where you can understand the information in one product that's open in one tab and take actions on another product that's on another tab without those providers have ever an idea that that information is flowing and automating things for the IT admin. So it is mind-blowing, basically, and I believe the potential of that is unbelievable, and I agree with you. In 24 months from now, I don't believe we'll be able to work without an AI browser.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, what you're describing is every website is built on open standards. I mean, this is standard HTML, and this is one of the benefits here is, you know, this is things that the AI can go do. It makes the browser in some ways like the centralized layer that all of these things can go take action, because it doesn't have to be aware of apps. It's aware of information, and so it can read the HTML code and it can take an action on them, and it can do it, and then it gets better and better. And these companies don't have to be aware of like what you're doing.
Happening actually, Bradley, and I don't know if everyone sees this way, but that's my vision. I believe like with the advent of the AI browser, the work or the surface that SaaS companies can apply AI changes materially, because I do believe the browser can do a much better way using the AI on those high-level workflows, information, and understanding than the companies can do itself. You gave an example of like a solution that was helping you with some workflow, I believe Cloudflare you mentioned. That was something that they built in the past, some months or probably like a year ago, whatever. I don't know if it's clear, but like today, you no longer need that. Your browser can do that regardless if like if they're doing that or not. And then if you as a SaaS provider did it, there is no advantage anymore. And probably the user will prefer to use the browser, because the browser is this like unique helper that is helping with everything. So you already know how to communicate. It knows you. It knows the context of your company. It knows the other solutions you have. It knows where to look for information. So even if you create those AI applications inside of our product on that like UI layer or information layer, I don't even believe the user will use that instead of using the browser. So I believe like AI for us start to become way more about, first, how can we make our product really easy for the AI browser to operate in? And second, how can we use AI then on the back end, on critical workflows? For example, the way we do with automated zero trust for security, where like AI basically is reading and understanding the context of execution codes being executed on the device, that the AI browser will never help. But everything that's UI, user experience and workflow, I to be really honest, I believe the AI browser came and took that whole opportunity away from SaaS companies, and the best we can do now is just embrace that and help them to provide value to our products and any other product.
Well, in some ways, like the OS layer moves shifts the stack, where like the AI integration between all of your information, I'm not even going to say tools, it's really information. Mm-hmm. The AI layer becomes in some ways like the what you see, and you know what you think of as like the low level OS kind of, you know, again, it's there, but it's all about the AI going and touching different things. And so mm-hmm. really in reality, if you're a SaaS company, your data should be built and structured in a way. It's in some ways it's like the SEO for SaaS companies. Like your data has to be structured in a way that can be read easily.
Yeah.
Right. And because mm-hmm. if it doesn't, you're going to miss that wave, and it's not going to be available. It's equivalent of like not having a website that functions well with mobile. It's kind of like, well, yeah. I mean, the world has changed and you didn't, so people are just going to move on to something else.
I really believe in the past, you're so connected with Apple, and UI and UX was like a thing that Apple changed on the software industry. And it's the user experience and the user interface. And I believe now we just have a new layer. Like, it's the browser experience and the browser interface. It's like this layer we need to build not only for the person, but for the browser. So how can we add information to the page that will help the browser to be smarter there and guide that? I believe that is the next thing that SaaS companies should be looking at. And we are doing that now. Yeah.
I think that's a perfect place to end the show, is thinking about this is just as how you wanted to make sure your data was structured in a way for web crawlers. It has to be able to for agentic browsers to take action on it. Because I think what you're seeing here, you know, from like the IT point of view, is it's really making the IT engineer a 10x engineer. It's not that you don't have to know things, but like so much of maybe the mundane things you used to do, they're going to be solved. And it's coming up with what needs to be done is maybe the challenge versus like figuring out how it needs to be done. The AI is going to know how to do it. Mm-hmm. And you just have to know in some ways what you want it to do. I'm excited about this. Like this.
True.
This feels different than, hey, I'm just using AI to write super long blog posts. Like, yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Like that's fine.
Or using AI to make a search in your help center, like we saw a lot of SaaS companies doing. Like, now we have the AI assistant for support, so it will know a lot about our product and make recommendations. Now your browser does it. And does it better, because it's not only using the information that you provide, but it's also using like all the Reddit posts and everything else about how you should be doing that. So it is unbelievable.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for taking the time. I'm excited to hear again. Mozilla was the first company I know that made it point and click to deploy OpenAI's new browser on the Mac. So if you're a Mozilla customer, you can easily deploy it. Send it to your IT team. Start testing. I think that's the thing is finishing the year is, you know, not ignoring agentic browsers. You need to start tinkering. You need to start thinking through because it's very possible an update drops in January that all this stuff is built right into Safari and Chrome, and it's going to be there. So you need to start planning now, even if you think, well, I don't necessarily want OpenAI's browser. Okay, like, but this is coming to every browser. Okay. And so you have to be thinking through company policies, how you're going to manage it. And I'm sure we'll see things from Apple on the MDM side over the coming years. So Alcir, Eduardo, thanks for taking the time to chat today, and we'll see everybody next week.
Thank you again for having me.
Thank you.